Welcome to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, the podcast where I ask the question, whatever happened to the pizza at McDonald's? I'm your host, Brian Thompson. Last week, after a tip from a brave whistleblower named Aunt Bev, I discovered that the McDonald's Corporation may have run pizza education classes at its management training camp known as Hamburger University. I endeavored to visit Hamburger University in order to excavate any educational artifacts related to McDonald's pizza. One problem. The building has been sold to a premium hair care products company called John Paul Mitchell Systems. As a largely hairless American, I would have to disguise myself as a hair haver in order to infiltrate the facility. I am pleased to report that I have done just that. After a short 90-minute telephone call in which an associate at the wig dealership wigs.com described to me every wig in their catalog, I purchased the least expensive one. I decided to purchase said wig after briefly considering undergoing a hair transplant procedure, which turned out to be much grosser than I had imagined. But in lieu of surgical grafting, the wigs.com associate assured me that attaching the wig to my scalp could be just as secure with the assistance of some glue. Thankfully, this associate treated me with the utmost candor, and it was quite an effortless undertaking to glue my new wig to my head. However, this has proven itself somewhat of an inconvenience, as I am now unable to remove the wig from my head. I have tried tugging, pulling, and even yanking, but to my great frustration, I keep passing out long before I achieve the level of force necessary for the task. Plus, I am wary of accidentally ripping my scalp from my skull, thus resulting in a far grosser mess than even a hair transplant could achieve. I would very much like to have the option of removing my wig, as even in late January, the temperatures in Los Angeles can become quite uncomfortable for someone with hundreds of thousands of nylon threads insulating his head. Further, there is simply no way I can best my personal best butterfly stroke lap time with this wig attached. And all of this is to say nothing of the lice risk. Before I continue with my investigation, I simply must find a solution to this problem.
Thank you for calling the Consumer Center for Elmer's and Crazy Glue.
Thank you for calling Elmer's and Crazy Glue. I'm going to have your first name and your last name, please.
Hello, my name is Brian Thompson.
Okay, and how can I help you today?
Well, I recently purchased a wig from wigs.com for reasons I would rather not discuss, and they told me that I could apply it to my scalp with glue, and I used crazy glue, and now the wig is stuck to my head and I cannot remove it.
Regarding for that one, for you to be able to remove the crazy glue, you can use acetone or nail polish remover.
Nail polish remover?
Mm-hmm.
And is that going to hurt my skin in any way or leak through my scalp and infiltrate my brain?
Okay, one moment. Let me just double check. I'm sorry, you're going to remove it from your skin.
Well, not just the crazy glue. I stuck a wig to my scalp with the crazy glue, so I'm trying to remove the wig. If the crazy glue is left behind, that's really not much of an issue for me. It's mostly the wig removal that I'm interested in.
The wig?
A wig? A wig of hair? Artificial hair?
Okay. One moment. Let me just double check on how to remove it on a wig.
Should be under W for wigs. Possibly under R for removal, comma wig.
Yeah. Sorry to keep you waiting. Yeah, regarding for that one, for the wig, you can still use the nail polish remover.
Okay.
All you have to do is just soak a cotton ball or clean cloth in nail polish remover and apply it to the glue to the glue spot and let it soak into soften the glue.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if I can get a cotton ball underneath the wig, so I'll just soak my head in nail polish remover. But on the off chance that this doesn't work and the wig is permanently applied to my head, actually, it wouldn't be that much of an inconvenience for me. I could just style it the way I'd like to, and actually, I would never have to go get it cut, which is a real time saver. But in the event that I can't remove it, is there any danger of me keeping the crazy glue on my head indefinitely?
Actually, regarding for that one, it doesn't affect you as long as you didn't put it on your scalp.
Oh, that's exactly where I put it, actually.
Okay, one moment. Because upon checking, if the glue is down near the scalp or on the scalp, that's the same instruction on how to remove the crazy glue.
Okay.
You just have to soak a cotton ball or a crinkle in a nail polish remover.
Okay. It does seem from what you said that perhaps having it on my scalp is the most dangerous place to have it. Is there a particular reason for that?
Actually, we do not have the information regarding with your question.
Okay, well, fair enough. Thank you so much for your candor. I will try to soak my head in some nail polish remover.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're welcome.
Goodbye. To view my wig and perhaps offer some advice, please visit my Instagram account at pizza at McD's. And now a word from our sponsor. Do you suspect your neighbor or loved one of being a brutal killer, but do not have the evidence necessary to place them under citizen's arrest? Hone your skills as a killer hunter with a subscription to Hunt a Killer. With Hunt a Killer, you will receive a box in the mail chock full of items to assist in your personal fantasy of being a hunter of killers. By the time you gather the evidence you need, you will be ready to take your neighbor or loved one into custody, either dead or even, in some cases, alive. Hunt a Killer. Vigilante justice, one box at a time. Thank you for listening to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's. Personalized copies of my best-selling book, How to Be an Investigative Journalist, are now available. For more information, visit howtobeaninvestigativejournalist.com. For exclusive bonus podcasts and other premium benefits, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/pizzaatmcd's. Do you know what happened to Pizza at McDonald's? Do you remember it? Please send all correspondence to pizzaatmcdonalds@gmail.com. For more information, please visit our attractive website at www.pizzaatmcdonalds.com. There you will find links to our Twitter and Instagram pages, as well as to our newsletter and Tee Public store, where you may purchase quality Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's merchandise. I'm Brian Thompson.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.